fight over COVID funding. Lisa Brady, Fox News. There's a slimmed down bipartisan deal for $10 billion to continue fighting COVID, including a boost for vaccine production and treatments. But the Senate Republican leader wants to use an amendment to stop the repeal of Title 42, a pandemic-era limit on asylum seekers scheduled to end next month. White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients.
This should not be included on any funding bill. The decision should be made by CDC, which it has been, and that's where it belongs.
The Senate Majority Leader also warning against an amendment saying the funding should not be held hostage. Former President Obama visiting the White House for the first time since he left it more than 5 years ago to mark the 12th anniversary of Obamacare.
It's done what it was supposed to do. It's made a difference. First 20 million and now 30 million people have gotten covered thanks to the ACA.
He's praising his former vice president, now President Biden, for proposing a fix for a glitch that gets in the way of family coverage. The U.S. Senate takes one more step toward confirming President Biden's Supreme Court pick.
Another procedural step has set up a likely confirmation vote for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson before the end of the week.
She will bring a new and much-needed perspective to the court's work, while also affirming the rule of law and respect for precedent.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set up a vote to end debate and shut off a filibuster for Thursday morning.
Fox's Jared Halpern on the Hill. So far, all 50 Democrats have supported advancing the nomination along with three Republican senators. Russia denies committing atrocities in Ukraine, but that's not selling at the UN.
Every day we see more and more how little Russia respects human rights.
U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, just after the UN Security Council heard an appeal for justice from Ukraine's president. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A second arrest made in connection with the weekend shooting in California that left six people dead.
Police in Sacramento say 27-year-old Smiley Martin, who was hit by gunfire on a crowded downtown street early Sunday, is under the supervision of officers at a hospital and once released will be booked on charges connected to the shooting that left three men and three women dead and at least a dozen injured. Martin's 26-year-old brother, Dondre, previously arrested in the shooting.
And we expect as the investigation continues that we'll be able to identify more people that were involved.
Police Chief Kathy Lester urging members of the public to turn in all images and videos of the shooting as the investigation continues. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Environmental Protection Agency proposing a rule to finally ban asbestos, a carcinogen still used in some products in the U.S., including chlorine bleach and brake pads. The proposal would be an expansion of a 2016 law that authorized new rules for tens of thousands of toxic chemicals. A superhero on screen turns to publishing to help fight climate change.
Robert Downey Jr. has teamed with an environmental author to write the book Cool Food, Erasing Your Carbon Footprint One Bite at a Time, which has been picked up by Blackstone Publishing President and CEO Josh Stanton. The book, they say, will provide a smart, accessible, and game-changing roadmap to making climate-solving food choices. The deal is the first major nonfiction book from the actor, best known for his roles as Iron Man in the Marvel films and Sherlock Holmes. In a statement, Downey said, "Our best global food future requires no hand-wringing fad diets or radical shame. just a perspective shift. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A late sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 279 at the close. The NASDAQ more than 300. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.